Good morning, and welcome to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. Today, I have a very special guest with me in the studio. I'll be talking to Ashley Black about her music life and what initially brought her to our area. She's a singer and a songwriter and plays many instruments. She'll share some of her music with us and tell us what her plans are for the future. All right, let's get started. Meet Ashley Black. Say hello.
Hello.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, I'm originally from Northwest Iowa. Moved out here originally to go to the School of Ministry at Bethel. And then I just ended up really liking the climate and got a job out here and ended up sticking around and doing the music thing too.
And the weather's a lot warmer out here.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about that earlier. You know, my family and friends are still digging their cars out of snowbanks back home. And here I am, you know, with a sunny 70-degree day.
So, yeah, that's beautiful. Nice. Tell me about your songwriting. How are you inspired to write the songs you do?
A lot of times I just start writing kind of poetry. I start writing. Things will come to me in bits and pieces, kind of like putting together a puzzle. And then usually I'll sit down at one of my guitar or piano and I'll just start playing. And when those pieces fit, the chord progressions come. There are times where the music comes first, but normally the words come first for me at random times. So like I've got stuff written on napkins, paper plates, and whatever, you know. So I sit in my music room and just kind of put it all together. Life experiences, you know, all that kind of thing.
Tell me about your recordings that you're working on now.
Well, you know, it'd been a while since I had even been in a recording studio. I love the experience and everything like that. You got to be ready for it. You know, you got to be ready musically, know your stuff, and you just got to be ready financially, you know. So the experiences I've had in the past, I didn't walk away with anything really, much at all. So just after the experiences that I had in the studio, I wasn't too inclined. I was, but I wasn't inclined necessarily to just jump right back into it. So I kind of had a little push, a little nudge when Monty came into my life. He hired me as, it was an online business page I was a part of. And he found me on there and I was listed as a piano teacher. And so I was like, oh, he wants to learn piano. Great. You know, he had just retired. And so then we met up at my house and lo and behold, he had written this, you know, these songs, but we started with the one called Peter's Song and he wanted me to go ahead and put the music to it and get into the studio and record this thing with other musicians and kind of lead the whole thing there. So that was a wonderful experience, got me back into the studio. And then after Peter's Song, we had a talk and he said, hey, you got your own original stuff. And I know you do want to do some recording. He said, why don't I just pay you in the studio hours and you can get in and get a start on some of your stuff. I said, well, absolutely.
That's a great deal, yeah.
So that's kind of how I got back in. And then I went, the first song I did with Bruce in After Hours Recorders was Rise.
Yeah, I've played that several times on this show. Let's start with Peter's Song, which was written by Monty Whitaker. We know it's about Peter's betrayal of Jesus, but tell us a little more. How was he inspired to write this beautiful song?
Well, it's about the story of Peter in the Bible. And then Monty kind of likens his life to the story. And in the song, he has a change of heart. You know, it starts out one way, almost like a mourning and a remorseful kind of feeling. And then at the end, it's this big grand hallelujah. And it's just a really neat story that it tells.
Here's Peter's Song.
The morning came cloudy. There was no sunlight, no light to guide me. And daybreak dawned so suddenly. No one beside me. And I sat by the fire and I cried, feeling so lonely. faintly away in the distance. I could hear a rooster crowing, and faintly and yet ever so clear, he seemed to be saying, I know what you know. Knowing how treacherously I had lied. Then I heard him say, Peter, before the morning, before the cock crows, Christ, you will deny me. And I sat by the fire and I cried, knowing my Lord I had denied. Sat there so ashamed, and in order to escape detention, I had dared to deny his name.
Wow. So were you playing piano on that?
I was.
And your vocal is incredible.
Thank you.
Did you have voice lessons?
Well, high school and college, we had, you know, half hour slots where we had some instruction, but I never sought out or paid anyone for voice lessons along the way. But I did learn a lot from my mom, and just, you know, choir days through high school and college helped.
So what instruments do you play?
Well, quite a few. I started when I was in fifth grade, and we picked our first instrument. I started on the drums, on the drum line.
And oh, mom must have loved that.
Huh? Oh my gosh, it was so funny. My dad, my choice was between the flute and the drums, because I really loved the sound of the flute. So like my dad, you know, he was envisioning this whole thing, like, you know, how loud and expensive. So he's just like, bless his heart, he's like, but Ashley, the flute is such a beautiful instrument, don't you think? I said, absolutely. That's kind of why I wanted to play it. I said, but you know, drums are winning over, Dad. I just got to play drums. So anyway, I got my first drum set. Oh, man. They stuck it in the basement, which we had a little family room down there, and I just wailed away. And we had an older house, so the vents, of course, you know, still picked up everywhere to the second story. But, you know, those are days I'll never forget, that little first cheap little drum set I had. I learned a lot on. So I started on drums, moved on. I was 11, I believe, when I started piano lessons. It was not my favorite in the world, because I felt kind of confined to the page, and I wanted to play what I heard. You know, my family line played a lot by ear. My grandma did.
And you read music though, right?
I do. It just took a lot more discipline than any of us thought, my mom and dad or me. So it's actually when I took lessons for a couple of years, and then once I quit, I started playing like every day, all the time. No one had to tell me to practice. Like I was just making stuff up, copying stuff on the, you know, the radio and stuff. So then it wasn't actually until college that I paid for actual piano lessons at that point, when I had more discipline and I really wanted to, you know, focus on what was in front of me on the page and actually play it, you know, rather than just playing by ear. So,
yeah. And what else do you play? I know you play guitar.
Yep.
Guitar. I've seen you play all of these at once, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I decided, you know, I have four limbs and I use them all to play the drums. So I thought, well, I was just playing around one day, sitting down at my drum set, and I put one foot on the hi-hat, one foot on the bass drum pedal, and just started playing the guitar. And it was fun. And then I added the snare and kind of jimmy-rigged it. So I got two kick pedals, one for the snare, one for the bass drum, and then I picked up harmonica. So all those together are just super fun.
One woman band.
Yeah.
And so, you sang too.
Yep.
I remember I've seen you a couple times. You folks out there really need to catch her show. I'm in the studio here today with Ashley Black, and she is a one woman band. She's an incredible songwriter and a wonderful singer and performer. And you definitely got to go check out her show. So, Ashley, you're recording at After Hours right now. Are you going to make an album or an EP? What are your plans?
Yeah, well, one of the two. I've released a couple singles, and at this point, I'm really, as much as I can, you know, I'm focused on it as much as I can be to get in the studio and to complete, you know, the songs that I have so far. And I am still writing. So my goal is a whole album finished. But if not, you know, a 6-song EP, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
So one of the two. So I don't think I'll be releasing any more singles, but I am definitely working on it.
You said you wanted to give us a sneak peek. You have a song that you're working on right now that's really close to your heart.
Yeah, this song, it's called The Cost. This one I actually wrote, maybe 10 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And it's just stuck with me as one of my faves that I've written. And I still connect with it in a lot of ways. And it's kind of about going through the dark night of the soul. Just, we all kind of know what that feels like. You just go through times in your life where you're like, it just feels like the darkness is all around you. Like, when is the sun going to rise? You know, like you're literally just waiting for the first moments of light when you start to see that sunrise on your life again, where you can see a clearer direction and where you start to feel that promise, those rays of sunshine just kind of falling on your face, and all that pain can kind of just, you know, you went through it, but you can walk forward again, you know, with that promise. So it's mainly about that, spoken in kind of a poetic way. The bridge is actually really important to me, because it's like me and Jesus are just laying there. We're just, the bridge words are, honey drips from your lips as you approach me with the dawn. And so it's just kind of like that intimacy of where, like, he is approaching us every time we go through this stuff where we feel like we're in the dark. He is the one that brings that light, and he brings it through such a depth of a love that is so consistent that even if we start to feel alone, like, he's still, that promise is literally dripping from his lips in the sweetest way for him, you know, that promise to still ring true when everything else is dark.
Here's Ashley Black, The Cost.
Interesting would it be to see the world through your eyes? The one who created the moonlight and every sunrise. I'm never awake to see the morning. What a beautiful world. My tongue is the pen of a ready poet for you. How I love you. How I love you. How the cost. And I wanna hear the tone of your voice, see the look in your eyes when you speak to me. And truly the colors of your smile, they paint my life like the sun lights up the sky. Oh, you are my love, my life. Yeah, 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 as we lie awake, eyes wide open to the last moments of night. Honey drips from your lips as you approach me with the dawn. 'Cause God, I don't want this world anymore. No, I want true life. No, I don't want this world anymore. No, I need you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How I love you. How I How interesting would it be to see the world through your eyes? The one who created the moonlight and every sunrise.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you take guitar lessons?
No, I actually never took lessons for guitar that were like formal.
So the rhythm you're playing is actually patterns carried over from your drum style.
Actually, very much so. I play everything so percussively because the drums were the first. So like just very, I was always very rhythmic, you know. So
would have been different with the flute, right?
Yeah. Actually, there's some pretty cool stuff I've heard with that too. But yeah, actually my best friend was the one who ended up playing the flute. I ended up on the drums and we actually, in one of our band competitions, did a flute and snare drum duet. That was interesting.
Wow.
That was fun. But yeah, no formal training on the guitar. But I remember I was 7 years old, my mom teaching me the E and the A chord, and we started singing Sarah Sponda. Yep. And the guitar just felt so huge on me, right? But then I really seriously picked it up at age 15. And, you know, my youth pastor at the time showed me a handful of chords, you know, that I would need to know to play some simple church songs in the youth group and stuff. So I had a little bit here and there, you know, for sure. But it really just came for me just sitting in my room and just playing, you know, the different chords and finding out how to pick, finding out how to play those rhythms I was hearing and stuff. So
you write beautiful songs, you sing, you play. What do you have in mind for the future? Do you have any goals with this?
Yeah, my first and foremost would be getting that album done as far as a goal that I've just wanted my whole life, you know. And, you know, at my age now, it's maybe for slightly different reasons than it was at age 16, you know, but it's still there. I really, and now that I do so much live performing, and I don't always, you know, talk about this to people. I really don't, but it's such a important thing to me to, with music and the way and with what I've written and the song selections that I choose at my live shows, to create an atmosphere, you know, an atmosphere with that music that invites hope, that invites healing. And it doesn't have to be so recognizable as, oh, that's a church song or anything like that, which, because I love playing in church, I love the worship, but bringing that bringing the same heart, you know, that I would enter into worship with, essentially it is worship, but giving God that time, because I've had people come up to me that do feel it and they thank me for my ministry. It happened several times and I didn't say anything. I didn't play anything that was real obvious or, you know, so those are the times where it's a huge blessing to know that, that I am being a light where I'm at. You know, and so I think together with, I want as many people as possible to hear my songs because they, although they are very relatable, a lot of it, because, you know, I've been through a lot of life at my age of 38. Did I just say that? Anyway.
Oh, well, is that the truth?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You don't
I've been
look
through
it.
Enough. So there's relatable stuff in there, but a lot of it, you know, points to a hope that can help pull you out and at least give you hope to enter into the next chapter, you know, because there always is one.
Well, you kind of answered my question about your ministry. You said you came here initially to study at Bethel. Then it must have felt like home because you ended up staying and getting a job. And California weather is so much better than Iowa, especially right now. Is there more to your ministry? Are you still performing at church and being a worship leader there?
You know, I really don't so much anymore. I used to play a lot at church, various churches. I think it's a season thing, you know. I haven't, because the season will come again. I do believe that, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely a part of my heart as a worship leader, as taking part in the worship, but it's just in a different way at this point in the season of my life. So it's there, like I said, but no really formal worship church services right now.
Well, you'd mentioned that you kind of create an atmosphere in your live shows.
Yeah.
I've heard you do cover material. Do you write any of that type of music or just these Christian songs?
Oh, I do. Yeah. So I gain inspiration from a lot of what I do covers to, you know, what I listen to. And there's some newer artists that have emerged that I have just thought wonders of, one being which his name is Dermot Kennedy. He's an Irish incredible songwriter. He's got his own unique sound, and you know, I would have assumed by listening to his lyrics that he's a believer, but he's super undercover if he is, which I think is extra cool because he yeah. can reach so many people where he's at. But I'm not sure. All I know is that his music is very life-giving and full of hope. So it's just incredible. It's almost like the words of Jesus in some parts, like, wow, that's literally yeah. like so scriptural and so healing. Whether he knows it or not, he's got an anointing on his life. So like the way he writes, I appreciate. And that's kind of how I like to roll as well.
What's his name again?
Dermot Kennedy, if I'm saying that right. D-E-R-M-O-T, Kennedy.
Well, okay. I'll yeah. have to check that out.
He's great.
I'd like to share another song of yours, one that you wrote. It's on your CD. Can you tell us a little about Shine?
Yeah, so Shine came out of a relationship of mine that ended. It wasn't very good, you know. So coming out of that, there's a lot of healing. There's a lot of heart stuff God had to do in me. So anyway, this song was really about, he gave me a green light, I remember, to move forward with my life. And he just really spoke so loud during that time. Everything was speaking so loud. And he just really led me right into another season of healing after that relationship. So I wrote that during, I wrote this song during that time. And so it's really, the song is about the sun rising in your life again, just kind of like that. There's a theme, I guess, through my songs.
Go ahead.
And essentially, too, it was written about falling in love and being enlightened again in that way. But it was kind of dual way I wrote it. So it would be in the natural because I was dreaming about it, you know, having that true love come into my life. But then it was also Jesus. It was God saying, you know, I will be your love. Like, I have you, you know, you have everything. And he just opened up my horizons as I was writing this song. Because he is the husband and the church is the bride. And
Amen.
That is any human, you know, relationship, any marriage here on earth should be a mirror of how Christ loves the church, how he loves on his bride. And if we are a mirror, then that is heaven being displayed on earth. And I think through that type of romance, that's where a great healing is going to take place.
So where did you record Shine?
It was in Chico. It's called No Side Recordings with Jake Nolan. So he reached out to us and he was kind of getting started with his new studio and he was building his portfolio and said, hey, you know, I'd like to record your song for no charge. You know, just come on over here. And we're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So it was really neat. You know, I did, I think he did the bass guitar, electric guitar and the drums, and I did acoustic and the vocals. So worked out pretty good.
All right. Here's Ashley Black, Shine.
Who were meant to shine and bring light to the darkness. The night is pierced by the light of the face of true love shining down on us. And we will give life to the broken, yeah. Out of the ashes we will everything for this one thing. You gave all you had to see me rise from the ashes and into the sky. And we will give life
Wow, another amazing song, Ashley. So now tell me about Rise. Where did you record it, and who played all the instruments?
Yeah, so this was the first song I recorded with Bruce. It's the only single that I've released so far that has been done through his studio. So,
is Shine released also?
Shine is released as well. That was the one I did in the Chico No Side Recordings. But yeah, my first one with Bruce at After Hours is Rise. And both those can be found on all streaming platforms, which is really cool. So released on everywhere, pretty much. Spotify, whatever you choose.
Right.
But as far as, so like in the studio, I played, let's see, I did the drums on Rise. I did everything but the electric guitar and the bass. So that was pretty cool. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And as far as like how the song came to be, I came up with the chord progression. This is one instance. It doesn't happen very often. The chord progression and the structure of the song well before I ever came up with the lyrics. So it's kind of funny. Like we were at a family get together, you know, a couple years back, and maybe almost 3 years now. We were sitting out back of my brother's house, and you know, my dad was there and just a few other family members, Ian and his wife, and we were just out jamming because my brother plays too and my dad loves to write. And I was like, guys, listen to this, you know, the structure, this chord progression I have. And if you guys can think of any words or lyrics. So they were all like writing on pieces of paper and we were all trying to like get words to this song. And it was fun, but we didn't like complete it. So anyway, fast forward like 2 years, you know, just under 2 years. And it just came to me, boom, one day in my music studio. So it was pretty cool.
And this is Rise.
Yeah, Rise. So yeah, we were sitting out there, like, it was funny because everybody had their paper and stuff like that. Because my brother's like, Ashley, it's got the hook and everything. It's got the hook. And I'm like, I know. And we were just kind of laughing and, you know, the energy was there. You know, that night we just had a lot of fun, even though we didn't really. I still have the papers of their writings and it's really cool.
You should frame them.
Yeah, because that's a special memory. I mean, my dad had some deep heartfelt stuff he wrote down. The way it rhymed and came together, I'm like, I got to keep this for a future song. You know, same with my brother. They both have a way with words. And so I saved everything from that night. And so just a memorable time. Yeah.
Here's Ashley Black, Rise.
Look into my eyes, tell me how far you see. What if I told you that I'm yours completely? No one can know how far you've come in this life until someone can see your soul just as I know mine. And maybe through the darkness our dreams will meet in time, and we will rise and light up the sky till forever with fire in our eyes. No one can know how far we've come, our souls as we wait for the sun, the light in your eyes.
All right. So, yeah, I don't have a projected time on when I will have a full, you know, 6 to 12 songs to complete an album, but I am actively working on it. My focus is there, and so we'll see with that. But as far as the songs, the Shine that was done by No Side Recordings, Jake Nolan and Chico, he's awesome. That one, and Rise, that was recorded here in Reading at After Hours Studio with Bruce Turgon. Both those songs can be found on any live streaming platform. And if you guys want to give me a follow, you can find me on Facebook. It's under Ashley Black Music. Go ahead and give me a like. I post my events on there, my shows that I do around the area, so you can kind of follow that. I will also be announcing future releases on there as well. So.
And Ashley always gets her new releases to me here at this show. I'll keep you informed on her new releases as well. You've been listening to Meet Ashley Black on Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour, KKRN 88.5 FM. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
And for letting us know about your music life. Do you have a shout out for anybody?
Yeah, I just want to thank, you know, I really appreciate, man, Jake Nolan and Chico for building his portfolio and using my song to do that and blessing me with that first song to get me kind of my feet back in the studio, so to speak.
It's amazing. That was Shine.
Yep, Shine. And then I just thank you to Monty for believing in me and just, again, getting me back into a studio, back into the groove, you know. And I just loved working on his project. Samani, thank you. And also Bruce Turgon with After Hours Recorders. He's amazing. So if you guys are looking for someone in the area, those are ways to go.
I have a couple more songs to play for you from Ashley. They're both written by Monty Whitaker, and Ashley performs them. The first song is called Pilgrim. Here's Ashley Black.
On the mountain, and the valley is so dry, and so I walk beside my Lord. I'm giving him my life. I must stay close beside him as my heart attends to roam. I am but a pilgrim here, headed for my home, headed home, headed home. I stood before the crossroads. One was crooked, one was straight. One was wide and spacious, the other narrow at the gate. A solitary soul said, son, no longer need you roam. The narrow road's the only way if you're truly headed home, headed home, home, home. Headed home. So I can't live on the mountain, and the valley is so dry. And so I walk beside him, and I trust him with my life. I must stay close beside him as my heart attends to roam. And I am but a pilgrim, headed for my home, headed home, home, headed home. Much too steep, I might not make the climb. He said you should get started, son, you're running short on time. I said, but I am all alone, what might become of me? He said, I'm with you always, as I was. Calvary as I was. Beside my Lord, I've given him my life. I choose to stay beside him as my heart attends to roam. I am but a pilgrim here, headed for my home, headed home, 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 headed home. I'm headed home. Going home.
Again, here's a song written by Monty Whitaker and performed by Ashley Black. Here's The Weaving.
My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. I may not pick the colors, he knows what they should be. For he conceived the pattern upon the upper side, while I can see it only on this, the underside. Sometimes he weaves a mystery, seems kinda strange to me. But I will trust his judgment and work on faithfully. 'Tis he who wields the shuttle and knows just what is best. So I will work in earnest and leave to him the rest. My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. I don't pick the colors, he knows what they should be. For he conceived the pattern upon the upper side, while I can see it only on this, the underside. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as threads of gold and silver in the patterns he has planned. My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. I may not pick the colors, he knows what they should be. For he can see the pattern upon the upper side. Well, I can see it only on this, the underside. My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. I may not pick the colors, he knows what they should be. But he can see the pattern upon the upper side, while I can see it all. this the underside? My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me.
Well, I've never done this before on the show, and I don't generally share personal stories, but I really feel like you might enjoy this one. Back in the day, Billy Graham would get off his jet, and there'd be a limousine waiting. He'd get in the limousine, and they would take him wherever he needed to go. Well, one of the last times, he got off the jet, and he went over to the limo, and he says, wait a minute. Goes to the driver, and he says, hey, you know, I've been riding in these things all my life, and I want to know, is there a way I can drive this one? I've never driven one before. And the driver says, sure, and he climbs in the back seat. Well, Billy Graham learns where all the buttons and whistles are, and he takes off, and pretty soon he's got a lead foot, and he's going a pretty good clip, about 70 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. And this little cop sitting on the shoulder points a little radar gun at him and says, aha, I got one. Pulls in behind the limo, gets out and knocks on the window, and Billy Graham rolls it down. And the cop says, hold on just a minute. And he goes to the back of the car and gets out his phone and he calls his supervisor. And he says, sir, do we have certain concessions for important people? And the supervisor says, oh, yeah, sure. Who is it? Is it the mayor? And the little cop says, no, sir, more important than the mayor. Well, the supervisor says, well, the governor then? No, sir, more important than the governor. Well, the president then, it's got to be the president. And the little cop says, no, sir, much more important than that. And the supervisor says, more important than the president? Who is it? And the cop says, well, I think it's Jesus, and Billy Graham is driving his limo.
Hi, this is Diane from Heaven's Radio. I'm going to do Psalm 136 the way my mom used to do it. She used to tap out a little rhythm, and it stuck with me all these years. I want my kids and my grandkids to hear it, so I hope you like it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With the strong hand and a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him which divided the Red Sea in two parts, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endures forever. And has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever.
You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. I want to thank my guest, Ashley Black, for sharing her music life with us. You can purchase Shine and Rise on all streaming platforms. Be sure to like her on Facebook at Ashley Black Music, and you'll definitely want to catch her live show. I'd also like to thank Diane Blaylock from Heaven's Radio for sharing Psalm 136 with us. I'm going to wrap up our music journey now with There's Something About That Name from Crystal C. Also, I would love to thank you for tuning in today to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please go to the website kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on my picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep this station running like a fine-tuned piano. Let Jesus light your path, and you'll never lose your way. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.